look a lot like Jerry Nadler has gained a significant amount of weight, but that's not why we're here. We're here to talk about the news. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you here for Wednesday, December 4th, 2019. Birthday for some important people. Three big things you need to know right now. Number three, Michigan went to Louisville with his newly found top-ranked team. The Wolverines vaulted to number four to take on number one Louisville. How did that work out? Are they worthy? We'll let you know. Number two, in Virginia, the governor, you know, the one who was caught wearing blackface and dressing up like a Ku Klux Klan member, he's pushing through steps to take your guns away. No, really. Confiscation on the way in Virginia. And number one, big Jerry Nadler steps into the center ring to continue the impeachment circus. He'll be using a 300-page far-left partisan rambling report that's more like a bad blog post, claiming the president abused his power and his office to influence the upcoming 2020 election. And here's how big Jerry, who is significantly larger than the picture I'm looking at, Big Jerry is going to bring a parade of constitutional lawyers. This should be about as exciting as throwing a wet towel on your head. Oh, yeah, this is their plan to electrify America. We're going to tell you, America, that you're not smart enough to understand impeachment. So we're going to lay it out for you. And we're going to use three lawyers out of the four. The fourth being Jonathan Turley, a Democrat who has called this a farce the entire time. The good news about Jonathan Turley is he has television savvy. But here's a little background on the three big hitters the Democrats bring forth to explain to you why the president has committed impeachable offenses. Number one, Pamela Karlan, a strident, unapologetic liberal professor with an anti-Trump bias, a registered Democrat since 1998, worked in the Obama administration, has been described as politically liberal, stridently liberal, unapologetically liberal, donated money to Elizabeth Warren, donated money to Hillary Clinton, and indicated support for impeachment more than 2 years ago. Then you got Noah Feldman, an anti-Trump left-wing professor, registered Democrat. In 2017, March, Feldman wrote that the president may have committed an impeachable offense in March of 2017 by sending a tweet. Criticism of the media was grounds for impeachment in April of 2017. In September of that year, Feldman actively spread the Russia collusion hoax, citing more and more evidence of collusion. It's piling up. January 2018, Feldman wrote that President Trump should be impeached for declaring a crisis at the southern border. And the list goes on. These are the experts being put forth by the Democrats. One more for you. Michael Gerhardt, another registered Democrat, liberal professor who donates to Democrats, said Trump shouldn't get away with avoiding impeachment, arguing several times that Trump should be impeached, donated money to Barack Obama and other Democrat candidates, and said that Trump is not fit to be president. This was before any of the reports were out, before the Mueller report and everything else. These are the witnesses that Jerry Nadler is putting forth for America to digest. And doesn't it tell you something? In fact, doesn't it tell you everything? If the Democrats have to explain to you what impeachment is and why the president needs to be impeached, this needs to be explained to you, well, that's a bit of a problem. Here's another problem for the Democrats. It's a fool's errand. It really is. The bombshells have fizzled like wet firecrackers. And today they're going to march out these folks. But let me show you a couple of things about the polling that I've shared with you previously, but you need to know now. The Real Clear Politics, November 10th, multiple poll average about support for impeachment. 2 days before Adam Schiff put on his parade of fools, showed that 51% of Americans supported impeachment, 42% did not. It was a nine-point advantage for impeachment. After those hearings concluded, it had slipped to a non-majority at 49%. And this is the average of all polls. This includes just ones that are supporting of the inquiry, not inquiry and removal. Those are actually lower. But opposition to that was at 44%. So the thirst for impeachment had shrunk from 9 points to 5 points. But here's a really big number I want you to understand. And that is among black Americans. The Democrats' most loyal voters since the 1960s. According to Emerson College, an October 22 poll, black impeachment support was at 58% across the country. On November 21st, that same organization did the same survey. It had dropped from 58% to 37%, a 21-point collapse. Black opposition, by the way, soared from 27% to 38%. This is the truth of what's happening in America. If you're in New York or Los Angeles, Chicago or Seattle, you may support impeachment. But in the places that matter, like Pittsburgh and Des Moines and Grand Rapids, you do not. Because you are smart enough to realize there's nothing here. This really is an ongoing, everlasting witch hunt. It just never comes to an end. And, well, let's go to Jim Jordan. Let's get Jim Jordan in on this. Jim Jordan, who was at the House Intelligence Committee as a pinch hitter, is also on the House Judiciary Committee. He'll be there again today. He'll be there to ask the professors about who they donated money to and the fact that they've talked about impeachment for years, even though there were no... He's impeachable as soon as we can find an offense, right? Jim Jordan, bite number one. Go, Jim Jordan, bite number one.
Look, this whole thing is built on what Nancy Pelosi said 2 weeks ago Sunday when she called the president of the United States an imposter. They have never accepted the fact that 63 million Americans voted for Donald Trump on November 8, 2016 and made him president. He won an electoral college landslide. They have never accepted that fact. And for the Speaker of the House of Representatives to call the president of the United States an imposter is just wrong. But that underscores what they're trying to do. They have never accepted the will of the American people. And they've gone to this crazy impeachment strategy that we've seen unfold now for several months.
Exactly right. It's a strategy. And the point of the polling that I was pointing out is it's a dangerous strategy. It's a fool's errand, which I have said for a very long time. Be careful, Democrats. You're going to get exactly what you wished for, which is impeachment. We're told now that the actual impeachment vote might not come until after Christmas. So by then, it should be red hot, right? It should be, you know, everybody's going to go home for Christmas. It's going to be all impeachment. They don't care. Be serious. Democrats should be biting their nails. But I want to go back just for a moment to the fact that these professors are going to be there explaining to you, because you're just kind of a dolt. You're not bright enough to understand that the president needs to be removed for making a phone call and conducting foreign policy that career diplomats didn't agree with. That's the bottom line. They didn't agree with the foreign policy. They didn't agree with it when he moved the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem either, but it was the right thing to do. Remember how they said there would be carnage in the streets, bloodbath. The Arab nations would go crazy. Well, apparently not. We'll get to that after the break. Quick break. Welcome to it. On a Wednesday, it's the Steve Gruber Show. You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't, but when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gruber, and that's why I trust Mauer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up, and it needed some work. I called Mauer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with a team of professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call, my repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Mauer Foster Insurance in Lansing.
DTE believes that the energy we all use doesn't have to contribute to climate change. That's why within the next 10 years, we will triple renewables and cut carbon emissions in half. And now, we're announcing a bold new goal to reach net zero carbon emissions in electric generation by 2050. DTE has long been a leader in clean, affordable, reliable energy. And leaders don't just do what's easy. They do what's right. DTE.
At DTE, we're committed to using our energy to serve and transform communities, helping to create a brighter future for us all through projects like building parks, partnering with schools, job training programs, and volunteering our time to those in need. Because at DTE, we believe we have a responsibility to serve our customers and our communities. Learn more at dteimpact.com. DTE.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.